This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is, give or take a couple of days, the 449th anniversary of William Shakespeare's birth. Nobody's exactly sure when he was born, but today's a pretty close guess. As for why I'm telling you that, well, according to a group of researchers at Aberystwyth University in Wales, Shakespeare wasn't only about sonnets and tragedies. He was apparently motivated in no small part by money and might not have been such a nice guy in pursuit of it. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more on the bard as businessman.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate.
The man who wrote these ethereal lines was not walking around with his head in the clouds. Far from it. Literary researchers Jane Archer and Richard Margrave Turley say the bard focused relentlessly on the bottom line.
What we are revealing is the very hard-headed business acumen of William Shakespeare.
Well, we're able to see him as an astute and arguably ruthless businessman.
In spite of his majestic themes and the nobility of his mind, Shakespeare seemed obsessed with money, eager to live down his father's financial failure, always on the lookout for a quick buck, even to the point of disregarding these wise words from one of his own plays.
Neither a lender nor a borrower be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry.
Yes, the bard was both borrower and lender, says Jane Archer of Aberystwyth University.
This is a man who lent money, who pursued people through the courts when they did not repay on time, who also took out loans from other individuals and did not repay those.
It gets worse. Jane says the so-called Swan of Avon engaged in some pretty murky commodity dealing, stockpiling grain at a time of near famine.
He buys an illegal quantity of grain, of barley, to sell at a later date at inflated prices, probably in the late winter, early spring, when people are at their most desperate for food.
Grain hoarder, moneylender and profiteer. Oh, and he was a tax evader too. This sounds sleazy today, but Jane's co-researcher, Richard Margrave Turley, says that's because we don't understand the harsh realities of 16th century life, and we have a romantic notion about what motivates a towering talent like Shakespeare.
This is the idea of great artists as geniuses who are driven to write for art's sake. That's a post-romantic view. It's not a view of Shakespeare that his contemporaries would have recognised.
Shakespeare, he says, was in it for the money. Writing plays, running a theatre, dealing in grain and cutting corners. It all seemed the same to him, a way to survive and prosper.
What a piece of work is man!
Was the bard himself a piece of work? No, say the researchers. He was as complex, flawed and human as the characters he created. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.